Blog Talk Radio.
It is January 4th, 2017. Can you believe that we are in the year 2017? OMG. Like, OMG. It is 2017, y'all. We are here. We are here. And it's exciting. You know, Woman of Power, or I am Chantel Renee, your host for today, and I'm located here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have our ambassadors around the world from Women of Power International, and we are so excited for this season. This is such a new season, I mean, for us, for you, for everyone. It's a new season, and this year is going to be amazing. I believe that 2016 was a year of transition. I know that it was a year of transition for us, and it may have been a year of transition for you as well. But I believe that in 2017, we are going to step in, y'all. We're going to step in. You know, like what the Bible says in Isaiah 43, where he makes rivers in the desert. This is where we get to step into those rivers. I'm excited. There's so many things that is going on that have gone on. I know that you didn't miss us last week because we didn't have a show last week. It was the end of the year, and we took a break as far as Women of Power. But we are excited to be here with you. When I say we, I mean we have a team. I have a team of people that is behind the scenes that does a lot of footwork and a lot of prayer for us. And please continue to pray for us because we need your prayers. We definitely need your prayers. We're excited. There's many things that have gone on. I hope that your Christmas was amazing, right? Christmas, Christ. I know that it was great. And even if it wasn't, I don't know, maybe your extra, I don't know what happened, but let me tell you that you're not alone. You're not alone, that God is with you and he's moving you forward. Just hold on to his hand. Hold on to his hand. So I'm going to start the show and this year with a prayer for the show today. And I'm excited to get started. And I'm just going to update you on something. So let's just pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, God. Here, Lord, that you use my voice, God, in Women of Power International, God. I ask, Father, for everyone that is listening to my voice, God, that, Father, that they would know that you are real, God, that, Father, that you would reveal yourself to them, Lord, that you would help them, God, that you give them wisdom, Lord, that you direct their path, my God. Father, that you bless them, Lord, beyond their imagination, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for everyone that is listening, God, that, Father, that you continue to order their steps, God, that you give them understanding of what is going on, Lord, in their lives. And, Father, I pray for protection, God. I ask you right now for your wisdom, God, today, for me as I bring forth your word, God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. You know, I wanted to update you on Women of Power International. Like I said, we are going through some changes here. Please keep us in prayer. We're going to be adding videos to Women of Power International. And if you are not following us, please follow us. We are on Facebook, Women of Power International, and my name is Chantel Renee. We're also on Twitter, Women of Power International. We're also on Instagram, Women of Power International, and we are on YouTube, Women of Power International. And so please connect with us. Please follow us. We are excited. There's so many things that is happening, and one of those things is in March, we're looking forward to our first Women of Power conference, international conference, and it's called, it is called Embrace the Power of Surrender. You don't want to miss that. I'm telling you, if you are here in Las Vegas, you want to be there. If you are away or you live nearby or if you want to fly in, please come. It's going to be March 24th and 25th, and details are going to be coming soon, but we are excited. If you want to give to Women of Power, if you want to sponsor us or anything like that, you can reach me at womenofpowerinternational@gmail.com or just send me a message on any of our social media. Again, my name is Chantel Renee. I also have a private account on Facebook called Chantel Renee. I'm just excited to be here with you guys because, you know, God is so good. Isn't he amazing? Isn't he amazing? You know, the Lord has been really speaking to me. I mean, you know how he always speaks to us, and we have to go into his word and read his word. And I'm also gonna throw out this disclaimer. I am not a theologian. I don't claim to be a theologian at all. I'm not a scholar. I'm a woman that is here. I'm a minister in Christ that is here that wants to share the word of God with you and share the love of God with you. And I'm excited in, you know, the question today and the topic that I want to talk about today can be a controversial topic. It's a very interesting topic. It's a topic that I've battled with, I've questioned myself with, and that question is, am I lukewarm? Am I lukewarm? What is lukewarm? You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, on a hot day, on a hot day, you want a nice, cold glass of water, right? Beverage, water is the best. Water with ice, nice and refreshing, right? Or maybe even lemonade or whatever it is. Well, can you just imagine just on a hot 100, it gets about 115 summers here. I don't look forward to summer, but it can get up to, I think the highest was 117 here in Vegas. Well, just think, 115 degrees. Now, a nice cold glass of water would be so amazing, right? Wow, just imagine you drinking water that is lukewarm, that is neither hot nor cold. It just, you know, have you ever had any lukewarm water or even soda or juice in your mouth? It just tastes pretty nasty, right? It just does not taste good at all. Or, even worse, lukewarm milk. Now that is disgusting, right? Because you can get sick. Well, I'm here to talk to you about being lukewarm. And, you know, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it talks about a church that was lukewarm. And you know, when I became a Christian in 1994, I believe it's 93 or 94, people were just talking about being lukewarm and being hot or being cold. I was like thinking, what are they talking about? What are they talking about being hot or cold? You know, and being in Hawaii, it's tropical and it was normally hot. So I'm like, I want to be cold. You know, I want to be nice and cold, and I just didn't understand. I didn't understand any of that. Well, fast forward 20 something years, right? And although you may think that sometimes the longer you're a Christian, the more you know. Well, it's really funny because I've been a Christian for 20 something years, and I am still learning, and sometimes I feel like I'm still learning the basics. But, you know, in the Word of God, God says that His ways are higher than our ways. And, you know, I always want to remain humble under the hand of God instead of Him humbling me. I want to walk in meekness, and I want to make sure that I'm walking that way. Have there been times where I have been puffed up or felt pride or whatever? Yes, absolutely. And let me tell you that when the fall comes, it ain't pretty. When the hand of God, you know, have you ever done something and somebody just puts their hand on your shoulder, and you know that it wasn't a good, like, just a hand on your shoulder? You know, they're ready to sit you down. And that's how God is with me. When He puts His hand on my shoulder like that, sometimes it's time for me to sit down and to listen and to take instructions. Well, there is a time in my life where I was neither hot nor cold for God. I was lukewarm. And I needed, I didn't understand what that meant, but I remember now how I felt at that time. And it was just complacent. It was indifferent. It was where, you do whatever you want to do. I'll do whatever I want to do. You believe in whatever you want to believe. I'll believe in whatever I want to believe. Oh, you know, whatever. That was my famous words. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever you want. Whatever you want to do. You know, it doesn't bother me. Whatever. I don't know if you've ever been there. But, you know, God is not a whatever type of God. He wants us to either be hot or cold for Him. And I'm gonna read scripture from you, and I'm gonna read from Revelation, the book of Revelation. Now I'm not gonna go into the whole end times and all of that. And I know some people will love teaching on that, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to read from Revelation 3, starting from verse 7. And I'm going to read this in context, in full context. And I'm reading this, I believe it's from the New King's Version. And it says, "Unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write." Now, you got to know that it's the Holy Spirit, right, talking to John. And anyhow, when you read the Bible, you need to read the book of Revelation for you to understand it. So I'm just going to read it, and it goes on, and it says, "These things says He who is holy, He who is true, He who has the key of David, He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your work." Oh, this is the faithful church. Let's go. That's a wrong scripture. I'm going to go to verse 14. My apologies. And it says, in the angel of the Lord. So this is Revelation 3, verse 14. And the angel of the Lord. Now, we want to be the faithful church, right? But I'm going to talk about the lukewarm church. And the angel of the Lord. Oh, the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. Right. I hope I'm getting that right. "These things says the Amen." These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me and my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So now what does verse 16 says? So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Wow. And the angel, verse 14, the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. Wow. So this is to the lukewarm church. And, you know, one of the greatest things, let me talk about the good things about this in context, is there is hope. Do you see where it says on verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. There is time for the lukewarm church, or for you, if you are feeling like whatever, like, whatever, I don't really care. You know what? I like this going to church on Sunday. Sundays is cool. I like this going in. Oh, 10 o'clock service. Perfect. I'll be out of there at 11:30, right? And then I can go meet up with my girlfriends, do lunch. Then you know, oh, maybe I can go out and hang out with whoever, and not care about anybody. You may see someone crying in a restaurant and just like, whatever, that's their business. You know, I don't want to get involved, too much drama. Or, you know, just maybe somebody invites you over for a Bible study and it's like, no, I'm busy that day. I just go to church on Sundays. Whatever. I have been that person, y'all. I have been that person. And let me tell you, when I was that person, my life was just so blah. It wasn't just blah. I mean, yeah, well, it was like blah. And I had a lot of drama in my life. I had a lot of people that would just suck the life out of me because I let them. Because I was like, whatever. You want this? Yeah, whatever. That was my mentality. I was, you know, I rarely opened my Bible. I rarely had a conversation with God, allowed God to speak to me. I had Christian friends, but at that time, my friends were the same way like me. Like, oh, let's just go to, where are you going to sit in church? You're going to sit in the front, the middle, the back? Let's just go to church, 10 o'clock service. You go there, you leave, you see each other again on Sunday. That's pretty lukewarm. If you're living a life that way, I do have to tell you that's pretty lukewarm, complacent, comfortable for you, and no wings, just, you know, whatever. Well, God wants us to be hot or cold for Him. He desires that from us. He wants us to be on fire for Him, to go to Him and ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do today, God? I want to read your word today. Oh, what is He going to say to me today? Oh, maybe I can go and help somebody today. Who am I serving today, Lord? Who, God? Who are you bringing in my life? Maybe you went to the store and somebody, a woman, started talking to you. You know how when you're standing in line and they're like, oh, I like the color of whatever, oh, you know, just making small talk. Well, maybe that's your assignment. Maybe you can turn around and say, hey, you know, hi, my name is so-and-so, you know, whatever your name is, Robin, Sue, Lori, Lisa, I would love to invite you to church, and you know, or I would love to invite you, and you build a relationship, you bring them into the kingdom of God. You ask, are they a Christian? You know, I mean, you need that, you know, God has told us to go out into the world, to love, you know, to love one another. I'm going to tell you this, that fire is contagious, and God has given you His fire, not strange fire. Remember that, not strange fire, but the fire of God. And when people see someone on fire and someone just on fire for the Lord, just so excited full of joy, full of life. Are you not attracted to that? Are you not attracted to that? It's because the God within them is alive, and they're allowing God to come alive within them and allowing the Lord to use them. They're being hot for God, hot. And God desires that of you. He wants a relationship with you that is on fire, that is contagious in such a way that people are going to be drawn to the Christ in you, the hope of glory, not just to you, but to Jesus, to the Jesus in you. So I would encourage you, read your word, your word that is life, that is alive. You know, pray without ceasing. If you don't know how to do any of this, go to your pastors, go to your leaders, go to them and ask, how can I be set on fire for Christ? Help me, because I feel lukewarm. Pray for me. What do I need to do? Go and be completely open with someone that you trust. Maybe there is, you know, I don't know, maybe you're living with your boyfriend. Maybe you're having casual sex. I have no idea. I know I live that way. I lived that way in my early years. So I'm just speaking from my experience. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on with you. I'm just speaking from how I was and why I was living such a lukewarm life and why I just did it, you know, whatever. You know, I don't know. Maybe you struggle with addiction. Maybe I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, you see what the Word of God says? The Word of God, He is so amazing, y'all. What does the Word of God says? He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He disciplines those that He loves. And yes, discipline is not fun. Oh, Lord, it is not fun. You know, if you have children, you know what I mean. Obviously we've all been children, and we have been disciplined by our parents, some harsher than others. Some, you know, unfortunately dealt with abuse. But no, God is not an abusive God, let me just tell you that. But He will discipline us because He loves us. And it says, therefore be zealous and repent. Repent. Just repent. You know, there's something about confessing and repenting. There's one thing of saying, I'm sorry, God, I'm not going to do that again, and keeping your vow to the Lord. Lord, I repent. What does that mean? That means that whatever you're doing, stop. Whatever you were doing that was wrong, stop and turn around. And there are, you know, we don't do life alone. I'm hoping that you go to a good church. If you don't, I go to a church called Revolution Church of Las Vegas. We are a growing church. We're a small church, but we're a growing church. If you would like more information, you can always go online and check our website at irevchurch.org or .com. Yes. And check us out, you know. But if you are not attending a church, I would encourage you to look for a good Bible-based, good growing church, a good loving church, and go and attend. Go and serve under that ministry. Go and ask questions. Go into their women's group. Go. Because we are not here to do life alone. We're not lone rangers. We are the Word of God talks about how it is good to dwell with other believers. It is good to fellowship among each other. It is very good, very, very good. So, you know, maybe you're not the trusting type, but maybe you have a friend. One friend that you trust will go. Maybe that friend is not a Christian. Take that person to church as well. You know, read your Bible. Start in the New Testament. A lot of people say start in the book of John. Go for it. Start in the book of John. Why John? John, you're going to see why. He was called the beloved, Jesus' best friend, and you'll see why. Really, I love the book of John. I love all the books of the Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke. I named my son after the Luke for the Bible. All of that. Don't be lukewarm. Be hot for Christ. Be hot. Now, if you choose to be cold, and if you choose to just be like, you know, forget this, I'm done, I don't want nothing, and that's your choice that you make. That's the choice that you are making, that you alone are making, you know. But don't be on the fence, because as we read today how God will spit us out, right? Vomit, because just lukewarm water, just, right? Anything lukewarm just does not taste good in our mouth, right? And just like that, what does the Word of God say in Revelation 3, verse 16? Because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich, I have become wealthy. You know, a lot of times, I don't know if you're listening to me, I don't know if you're wealthy. But a lot of times when we have everything that we think we need or we think we have here on earth, that can be a stumbling block. That can be that's a false security of thinking, well, you know what, I'm well. I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody. I'm good. No, I don't need no God. I'm good. When I die, where am I going, right? I'm going to be at peace. I have everything that I have here now. My children's children will be taken care of. My businesses are flourishing, all of that, right? But yet, we're lukewarm. Please go and repent to the King of Kings and the Lord of all. I am here to encourage you. I will tell you what. When you desire more of God, more of Jesus, He will always be there. He won't turn His back on you. When you ask for bread, He's not going to give you a stone, the Bible says. When you ask for Him, when you ask for wisdom, ask. Don't be afraid. He's going to give you wisdom. When you ask, of course, if we're asking for $1 billion, you really think that God trusts you with $1 billion? Think about that. You really think that's wise? You really think even if your intent is to buy everybody a house, right? Right? If we won the lottery, right? For say, I'm going to buy my mom a house, buy my dad a house, I'm going to do this, I'm going to send that. But when that money is right in front of you, a lot of times what happens is selfish motives come in. Oh, you know what? I'm going to buy them a house, but it's going to be a smaller house. I'm just going to buy them, whatever. Whatever it is, I'm telling you this. It is best to be hot for Christ, to be hot instead of lukewarm. It's even better to be cold. I mean, think about that. That's huge. That is big. You know, I am here just to encourage you. I want to encourage you. No more. Don't be complacent. This is 2017. This is a new year. This is a new day, a new year, a new year, a new day. Think about that. I will be right back. power in the name of Jesus. Remember that. There is power in the name of Jesus. If you have been lukewarm, or if you think you have been lukewarm, this is the time to go to God. This is the time. So repeat after me. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to even pray for me. Father, I thank you, God, for today. I thank you for loving me just the way that I am, God. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you forgive me of my sins, God. Father, I repent of being lukewarm, God. I repent, God. I ask you, Father, that you draw me near to you, God, that I want to be hot for you, God. That I want to be on fire for you, Christ. Father, that I trust you in every area of my life, God. That you take over my life. I receive you, Jesus. And I thank you for loving me. I thank you for shedding your blood on the cross, God, for me. I thank you for conquering death, God. I thank you and I believe that you live in me, Christ. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you're doing. And I ask you, Lord, for your help, that you guide me today and every day, that you help me to make choices that are pleasing to you, decisions, God, that are pleasing to you. And I thank you for all that you're doing in my life and in my family's life. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your blessings. And I thank you from setting me free from being lukewarm and being hot for you, Christ. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer, please get in touch with me or tell somebody else. You know, it's very important. And we're not here, I'm not here, and we all shouldn't be there to point our fingers at anybody and to say, you know, well, whatever, however you want to judge someone else. Because we have to be careful. The way we judge someone, we will be judged that way as well. And are we ready for that? If you're ready for that, then go ahead and be judgmental. It's totally up to you. I wouldn't recommend it at all. But if you want to be judged the way that you're judging others, go right ahead. Then judge away. But I am here because I know, like what the Word of God says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy. And if you have ever been lukewarm and you have just said that prayer, well, thank God, because He is victorious and He has set you free. Now, will there be temptation to go back to complacency? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to make the choice to open your Bible, to read your word, to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, it's just really talking to God. Like how I'm talking to you right now, or how you talk to your friend. It's just that simple. If God is for you, who can be against you? His word said. I am here to encourage you that Jesus Christ loved you, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot lie. He knows everything. He sees everything. So if you try to manipulate God, you know, he cannot be manipulated, right? You know, he sees all. He knows all. I used to be, when I was younger, I was crazy. My thinking was not right, and I needed God to renew my mind. I still need him to renew my mind. I still need my mind renewed, and in order for our mind to be renewed, the way to do that is to read the Word of God. The way to be hot for Christ, read the Word of God. Read it in a way where he in love, where he loves you, you love him back, and now you're going to learn to love yourself so you can love others. Love others as Christ loves you. Don't be lukewarm. Be hot for Christ. Be hot for him. Make that decision. I will follow you, God, wholeheartedly. I don't want to just be a Sunday Christian or whatever that means. Help me. Give me that desire. Maybe you have felt more of a desire, inclined to open your Bible, to go to a Bible study, to talk more about God. Maybe you don't have friends like that. Maybe there's nobody. You're just the only Christian. Well, now is the time to go out, and as you seek the Lord, he will direct your path. Go and look for a good church. Bible believing, Jesus believing, of course, Christian loving church that will read the Word of God, not skim through the Word of God, and sit under the pastors, sit under the leaders, ask questions. Now remember, nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. And not everybody has the answers. But as you trust in the Lord, as you trust in the King of Kings, as you wait on him, I tell you what, he will not fail you at all. Maybe you have some major, you're going through craziness in your life. I don't know what it is. You have secrets. Maybe there is something that is just not right. I don't know. But go and confide to someone. Go see a pastor. Go see a good Christian therapist. Go talk to a friend. I know that when I am in need, I always look to the Lord. I read his word. I say, God, please direct me. Help me in this. And, you know, and a lot of times when I'm going through something, through a trial, a storm, a tribulation, guess what comes knocking on my door? Fear. And guess what I have to say and declare? God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. So get out in the name of Jesus. I'm not receiving fear in Jesus' name. And I have to declare that. And you declare that as well. And you want to find that in your Bible, 2 Timothy 1:7. And maybe we should go to that now, 2 Timothy 1:7, because 2 Timothy has a lot of gems. Well, you know, I kind of shifted, as you can see. I've shifted. But now I want to teach you on how to be victorious and how to be set on fire for Christ. You have to know your word, the word of God. The word of God is all powerful. We don't come by our name. My name I have no power in my name. None. No power in my name. everything come in the name of Chantel, you know, be gone. Absolutely not. It is the name of Jesus. His name is all powerful. He is all knowing. He's all powerful. 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." And then it goes on. Oh, let's read verse 6. "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Stir up that gift. You know. It is important when we pray for each other and, you know, we hold hands or we lay hands or having the elders, the pastors lay hands on you. That is important. The Bible talks about all of that. All of that. Read and you will know. It's just amazing. It talks about the power, how power of God and how important it is when you lay your hands on someone. In this case, you're stirring the gift within you. You have gifts that God has given you. Stir it up. Go and serve the King of Kings with your gifts. I don't know what that is. Maybe you love to cook. No idea. Well, cook for people that don't have nothing. I don't know. You know, whatever your gift is, you love to sing. Sing for the Lord. Let's go to verse 8. "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner," this is Paul speaking, "but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." It's not what we do, it's what has already been done, what God has already done. And what that was, he died on the cross for us so we can live victoriously. It is not by our works. It's not our good deeds, although good deeds are great. But always remember that it is what Christ has done for us. So everything that we do, we are victorious through him. And remember, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Remember that wherever you go, whatever you are doing, and you feel weak, you feel you want to go back into your comfort zone, you want to be complacent, you remember the word of God. And you press forward, and you move forward, and you get out of that comfort zone, and you be hot for Christ, not lukewarm. Hot for your King, for the King of Kings, for your Lord and Savior. He loves you so much, so much, so much. And I pray that you will tangibly feel his love, because he is amazing. So that in that way, you can go out into this world and do what you are called to do. You have a purpose. He has given you gifts. You go and you run with your King, with your Savior. You go. You are his. You belong to him. And there is no one that can stop you but you. Don't stop yourself. Don't believe the lies that you cannot do this and you cannot do this. Yes, you can. God gave you a dream. That dream didn't come from you. It came from the Lord. And if it is a God dream, then it will be seem impossible, but He will help you. How do I know? Because I would not be here speaking into this microphone and doing this show at all. I loved being in my comfort zone. I love just, you know, doing, just being complacent. That was my comfort zone many years ago. And God said, not no more. It is time. Why? Because there are people that need our Lord and Savior. And you are the answer. So be His arm, be His eye, be His mouth, be His legs. Go out and do the will of God. Go out and love people. Go out. And I am going to be praying. And I know God will protect you. So I'm going to pray for you before we leave. The show is going to end. And I'm excited. I'm excited for this year. So we're going to have a lot of changes. So on our social media, please friend us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram to get the latest updates on what is going on. And we're excited. I am excited to be here with you every week. I'm excited. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this show, God. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who is listening to my voice. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would stir the gift up, Lord, that is within them that you have given them, God. Father, I pray, Father, that they no longer become, they no longer stay lukewarm, but they will be hot for you, Christ. God, as they move forward, as they press forward in you, Jesus, that you would protect them and their families, God. That, Father, that you would use them for their glory, God, for your glory, God, over and beyond their imagination, my King. Father, I thank you for all that you are doing, Lord. I ask you, God, for that as you're shifting everything, Lord, in alignment, God, all for your purpose, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, that, Father, that all things, Lord, that your word says that all things, God, all things, Lord, all things, God, all things, Lord, all things work, God, together, Lord, for good for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you protect them, God, that you would protect them and their families, God. In Jesus' name, we know, God, that in all things, Lord, all things work together for good to those who love you, God, and to those who are called according to your purpose, God. You know everyone, Lord, is listening. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, that you use them, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, remind them of their purpose, their destiny, and that who they are in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I will see you guys again. God bless you. I am Chantel Renee from Women of Power International. Have a great day. Bye-bye.